All right, welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection basketball podcast. It's been a little while. Got our website, mwcconnection.com, for any hoops news and other stuff, obviously. Jeremy Moss with Eli Betker. We're back. And if those don't know, I'm doing okay. I'm going to make it.
On the shelf right now. He's on the DL, but we're powering
We'll make
through
it through,
this.
Yeah. We got some interesting stuff to chat about today from San Jose State being... What are they doing? They're beating San Diego State. We got the each show, what team wants to win or not win this week in the conference.
Yeah, exactly. The trendy team and the team that's going south every week. Seems like
that's
it's
right,
new
team
every
of
week.
The week. So let's do this. You did something about San Jose State because the Spartans they're not going to win the conference, I don't think, because they're sitting at a 5-6, which is was the most conference wins in three seasons combined prior, correct?
Yes, yeah, they had five the last 3 years combined.
They could be a team that somebody's going to be pissed at tournament that they lose to them in the first round.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think you want to, because everybody's invited. If I'm correct, they changed to everybody's still invited. Is that right? All 11 teams?
I think last spring that they said they were going to make it, eight teams, and then they switched back and said they weren't, so I'm pretty sure it's 11
it's
now.
11. Oh, no, because I remember they emailed off the schedule. I'm like, hey, where's these other games? Like, oh, whoops. And so they could be playing, they're probably going to play in that first set of games, and they probably could win, they could be like UNLV or Air Force or something they could beat, but if they could win that first game, which is a possibility, they could be beat. I don't see why they can't beat Boise, Nevada, or CSU, or even New Mexico if they get to that point, because they seem to play well enough when they play the good teams.
I'm on teamrankings.com right now, and obviously they have a 100% chance of making the tournament, but they're giving them about 40% chance to get to the quarterfinals and 8.4% chance to get to the semis. So that's not too bad for a team that's won just five conference games the last 3 years combined.
Yeah, a team that's been awful. Like, they're not just bad. What did they? They would was it last year or the year before they won zero Division I games? Was it last season?
Year before last, they're 0-28 against D1 schools. Their only wins
Catherine
were against
State, I think.
It's St. Catherine and Bethesda. I don't even know what that is.
Not good teams.
No, not good at all.
So they're a team and they lost their best two players from last year, leading scorers. I honestly don't know how they're doing it, because they're not, like I said, they're not this amazing team, but they beat San Diego. They've won three in a row where they beat. Okay, UNLV is not very good, but you beat at New Mexico, you beat San Diego State, you beat Air Force to doing okay, you hang around versus Wyoming. It's, I don't know, they're just a team where, they play at UNLV next week, or next game. Why can't they beat UNLV on the road? Because UNLV is last place in the conference.
Yeah, it's weird because we're finally entering the territory where we expect San Jose State to win a game. I've never been able to say that before.
Never.
But this team is playing well. Yeah. And they played St. Mary's earlier in the year, and they were within 5 to 10 points for about three quarters of the game. So team's team is definitely
improving. Yeah, if
you watch
State, it's Pac-12 teams, so it's always pretty good. And Southern Utah's not too bad. They beat them by 10. They had the Big Sky. But there's only seven games left. There's about a month left in the regular season. And they may win, Air Force, they could probably be. They might only win three more games at most, two games, because the schedule's, for as you know, so good at home. UNLV at home, that's a toss-up, but they could win. They could beat Air Force at San Jose. Utah State's been pretty crappy. That's a win that they could get. I don't think they'll beat at Boise, host Nevada, or at Wyoming, but they can finish with 8 conference wins, maybe 8-10.
Yeah, I think eight or nine is definitely possible, and that's pretty big for this team, because the core of their team is basically underclassmen. So their two best players right now, Clark and Willage, are both sophomores. So they return all but one player next year. So I'm not saying they're going to win the conference anytime soon, but this is a team that could definitely finish with winning records the next two seasons.
Possibility for them. So then they beat San Diego State the other night, 70. They beat them 76-71, and Luke Pope's been back, but he only scored 10 points. No, it's the same story for the Aztecs. They don't have a big score. They had four guys in double figures, but it was 13-12, 13-10. And then, like I said, Clark's doing good, 22 points and 7 rebounds, but it's the same old, let's chuck 3-pointers for San Diego State, 7 of 24, and 37% overall. Like they, San Jose State wasn't great from beyond the arc anyways, but they at least shot 44 from the field, made most of free throws because San Jose or San Diego missed a good chunk, but come on.
It's good that you can't just chuck it. Just so much inconsistency from the San Diego State team, and I see that San Jose State shot worse from the 3-point range, but they also took only half the shot. So that's all about efficiency. So they were able to figure it out and had enough to beat San Diego State, which is a big win because this is the San Diego State team that's dominated the Mountain West for the last 5-10 years. So it's a program building win, I guess you could say.
I think so, yeah, they've won the three that won in the row. Other than that. But then after the whole conference, like, the brackets change each week. I should probably pull a bracket matrix. But right now I have a tie at the top. Between, it's going to be Nevada or Boise State. I think we're both pretty confident that's going to win the regular season. But CSU, I don't know how they're doing it, man. They're sitting at 8-4, half a game out. And I know those three guys who were suspended didn't play a ton, but you lose three guys who could contribute a decent amount, and they've won, 5 of 6, only losing to Boise by 3 points.
Yeah, they've been so much better than what any of us expected when they lose a decent chunk of their team. I mean, 5-1 in their last 6 games when they're only playing with a rotation of about 7 guys. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know how they keep it, especially tournament play. That I think they might phase out in semis, because if you're playing those few players and you're going to tighten up the rotation even more. They may get it done. Not saying they can't, but I think it'll be more difficult if they're going to make a run to win the tournament because fewer players, more games, it's more intense. Each possession's more. It's just everything's more heightened for that conference tournament, because especially with this being a one-and-done league. But if they could get to a 2 or 3 seed, it's a possibility that they'd be playing, except maybe San Jose, not an easy matchup, playing maybe. Like, even if you look at the bottom, San Jose and Utah State, Utah State can beat most teams. They're just, I don't know what's up with them. They've just been terrible. But for the Rams there, they've been playing better than anybody thought they did, because the Rams just swept Utah State. And I don't know what's up with the Aggies, man. They're at the bottom where I thought they'd be top four.
Yeah, it's weird because we mention fairly often that if this team could get a scorer besides Moore in the rotation, like what McEwen and Rector have been doing, because they've been fairly consistent on the offensive side, we thought they would be fine. They dominated Nevada at home the other night, which made absolutely zero sense. And then they lose to Boise and then get blown out by Colorado State. So it's a confusing team, and we have a lot of those in the conference this year.
Lose at, like, their last handful of games at Wyoming. Okay, it's not a bad loss, but you lose. Playing at San Diego State, losing at home is a big deal for them because they're always good at home. CSU beat them, and then, had they lost Nevada, I'd be like, whatever, they're just a bad team. But then, like I said, they crushed them. It's like, and then they almost beat Boise. Like, had they beat Nevada and Boise, it'd be even more mind-boggling because I don't know what the deal is. They got Wyoming hosting San Diego State, so they could win a couple more games the rest of the way. And Air Force, they probably could win maybe, what I think they could be, they could probably win five of those games, because they got Wyoming at home. They could win. Aztecs are all over the board like Utah State, so they could win that game. They'll probably lose to Nevada. They could beat San Jose on the road. That's 3. Air Force, home, UNLV, road. Like I said, they could win 5 of those 6 games. They probably won't, but I think they have the talent to do so.
Yeah, I think so too. And that Nevada matchup will be, we would expect it would be a tough matchup for them, even though they crushed them on the first, but I mean, ending up with maybe 9 conference wins, that would be, it's realistic. It's possible.
It's possible. Well, it's like I said, you got to have somebody besides Jalen Moore back there scoring all those points. But Boise and Nevada, they keep, it's like every time there's like a 3-game winning streak, the team loses to somebody. Like, you lose to who again? Like, I don't trust anybody in this conference at all.
I think if there's one team I would have to put my money on, it would be Nevada. I just think that they're really talented, and they put up points in bunches. I thought what they did last night, even though it was against a pretty bad UNLV team, you just see how they're able to create on offense. They have really good passing ability, athletic. They can shoot from three. So if there's any team I would expect to win a game in March, I would have to say it's Nevada.
Okay, here's what may not surprise me. Like I know these teams are streaky, but the way they're streaky could be an advantage come like the NCAA tournament. I could honestly see a Sweet – this is going to be sound crazy, but a Sweet 16 team for the conference, because if either of these teams are on Boise or Nevada, they could win a couple of games against most teams. And
I was
I'm I'm thinking the way the streakiness they are and how well they can play. I would be surprised but overly shocked if they win two games in the tournament.
I was actually looking just a few hours ago at some of the teams that this conference could potentially match up and be good matchups, and I'll do some writing on that as we get closer to the NCAAs. But I think if they play against teams that are maybe lackluster guarding the three or just have trouble on the offensive side, I think it could be a good matchup. So look at top five seeds on Bracket Matrix right now. West Virginia could come to mind. They play good defense, but their offense can be a little shaky. UCLA's SMU's another one. Boise beat them earlier in the year, which is pretty strange. UCLA's defense is awful, but they score a ton of points, so that's another one. South Carolina there too. Bad offense, really good defense. So you never know. I think that they definitely have the ability to win at least one game. You know how 12 seeds are in the tournament, yeah. So anything's possible.
Yeah, the way they're streaky, this way they could play. When they play to their best, they're probably better than that 12 seed they're probably going to get, either of those teams.
I think so.
So there's a couple of games that's coming up, so let's kind of get to that a little bit, because this is going to be extremely long. We'll make it hopefully long enough for folks to get some basketball stuff, but we got the weekend games coming up, so we got a full semi. I did have those appear until I go to extreme tab mode here. So we have...
I've got them up right now.
Yeah, so what's the first game you think we should be watching?
So I think the slate's pretty soft for Saturday. Sunday's got a good game. Nevada at San Diego State, Sunday afternoon on CBS Sports Network. So that's at 1. For Saturday, Fresno State at Colorado State is the only televised game. That's on ESPN3. That's at 1 o'clock. Air Force at Boise is at 3. San Jose State at UNLV is at 3. And Wyoming at Utah
State. How bad
would
Rebel fans be pissed if they lose to the Spartans at home?
Man, that would be rough. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, because San Jose State's coming, and I think they match up pretty well against UNLV.
Yeah, the games aren't great. Like that game, just because I think the other three are on the Mountain West Network, so check those out there. Wyoming at Utah State, just seeding stuff, that could be interesting, because see what Utah State team shows up. But yeah, Fresno CSU, because Fresno's been pretty bad on the road. Like at home, they're at Save Mart Arena. Their last loss there was who did they lose at home recently? San Diego State. That's about it. Because they beat Boise at home, they beat CSU at home, they beat Wyoming at home, they beat Nevada at home. So at CSU, I don't know. I think CSU could get that, but that's a game to watch just the way Fresno's streaky home and road. So that's at 1 Pacific, so if you check that out, do that. The other ones, watch your team, of course, but keep an eye on San Jose, UNLV. Look for UNLV on Twitter, fans, to be pissed.
Yeah. I have a couple in mind that won't be happy about that. It's just such a strange change of events for UNLV, going from this team that was a powerhouse to now...
Last place.
You know, San Jose State's rising. Yeah, it's crazy. And we mentioned they're rebuilding. They should be fine, but... It sure is a weird situation.
One game we didn't mention really quick, that quadruple overtime game. We skipped right over that. Wasn't that...
just a crazy, crazy Mountain West game. Something we expect almost every night.
Yeah, Wyoming, Fresno at Wyoming. That was the game mentioned. 102-100. We got to bring this up. You have four overtimes. This game lasted probably, who knows, three-plus hour games. It was just a game where if you made your three-pointers, you're good. You make your free throws, you're good. It's a game where every team like was – they were each possession. I got you. We'll score. We'll match it. We'll go every time. They were – looking at the overtime periods, they scored – which it makes sense because you played 20 minutes. You get tired at the end of the game, so how do you score more points in those four overtime periods than you do in the first half?
I have no idea. Both teams shot, I think, under 35% in regulation.
Yeah, they're
just a crazy game.
Yeah, there are some defense stuff, some good defense, some bad shooting, because 39% from the field. So I guess it's a good and a bad thing. You go to All right, so let's move back. Let's as we're time jumping again, let's move fast forward to Sunday. We forgot about that quadruple overtime game. So if you saw it, awesome. If not, well, you missed bad shooting and a close game. So that's a somewhat of a deadly mix.
And six players that fouled out. I think Fresno was playing with five guys at the end, and three of them had four fouls. Oh, so that's just a crazy game.
All right, so Sunday, we'll go through some of next week's as well, so this is a bit longer. But like I said, you got Nevada at San Diego State. San Diego State's still sitting at 5-6 in league play, 8-3 for Nevada. It's like I said, you mentioned 1 p.m. Pacific. This is a Viejas on CBS. You would think Nevada should just run over this game, correct? That should be what happens. Should be.
You would think, but I'm still waiting for this San Diego State team to figure it out. I think that they still have some juice left in them, but they might just be so devastated from that San Jose State loss.
When will they, though? They've had Pope back a couple games. If it's not now, they have five games left. When's it going to be?
Maybe in the Mountain West tournament? I don't know. I've been saying it for weeks now.
As people should. It's like, oh, we were saying, oh, well, Pope's not there. They're struggling a bit. Because I still believe they have the best roster in the conference. Right?
I think so, too. Yeah, I mean, they have guys that turn down invitations to go to some of the best schools in the country, so you'd think that they would have it in them, but it's just not working.
I think Nevada can pull us off, but this is where, like, at this point, Nevada and Boise State, I don't know if losses obviously hurt them more than wins for seed. If they're gonna get off that 12 seed line and get to maybe 11 or 10, they need to rack up the wins, because they're sitting at 19-5. And if you look at Nevada, they, let's just say they win, they could win out. They have seven games left, I think. Seven games. If they finish 26-5 and then win a conference tournament at 28-5, I have a hard time seeing them being a 12 seed with that amount of wins.
I think that I don't think they're going to be anything higher than 11 seed, yeah. Honestly, because with the way that the mid majors are this season, it just hardly any teams. Maybe Middle Tennessee is one that actually has much of a resume. So you have the bubble filled with nothing but these Power 6 teams that every night play top 50 teams, so it's tough because
top 50. Come on.
Yeah, I'm tired of it too, and they're making some changes, but it's still just ACC because they have maybe 11, 12 teams in the top 50 right now, and they play each other every night. Some teams are bound to pick up these victories, and that pushes teams like Nevada aside.
Is this weekend they're starting the top 16 on CBS? Is that this?
Yeah, that's on Saturday morning.
Oh, Saturday morning before the morning game. So that could be a thing to look out for, because like I said, obviously your odds are it's going to be a 12 seed for the Mountain West champ. So you'll know, like, you'll get the top four seeds. You could look at the four seeds. That's a possibility of playing. And then you can kind of figure it out the rest of yourselves and whatever new brackets come out, because I'm guaranteed once that's out, you'll have you and everybody else in the world do another bracket after, like, here's what the committee has, here's what we have the rest of the way or something. I'm assuming it's something to look out for to see who, like you mentioned earlier, a good matchup for Boise or Nevada. So that's the next, what, four Saturdays, right? Before Selection Sunday?
Four, yeah, I think so.
So look out for that. Something, a good thing to look for, just to see who a matchup could be. Because, like I said, if they do get to 11, they could be playing one of those teams.
I think the other thing, matchups obviously is big, but also looking at how the committee ranks these teams, whether there's something that seems to be a correlation, if they're giving a lot more weight to teams that have top 50 wins or good strength of schedule. If there's something that stands out, then maybe that could be a beneficiary to Nevada, or it could be something that could hurt this conference.
Oh, that for sure, especially the 3 and 4 seeds, just because, just kind of see where they go, because it gives you a clue of, like, okay, if they're putting team X here for seed 3, then that could say, okay, maybe Nevada could be here or there instead, or maybe even drop to the 13 seed because of the looking at the victory, like top 100, top 75, top 50 wins that those teams may or may not have. So it's just something to look forward to. So next week, we'll go through this kind of quickly. Tuesday, got some decent games Tuesday night. You got CSU at Wyoming. Let's see if the Rams can keep it going. That game's at, 7 o'clock locally. Then Boise State at New Mexico. Is Tim Williams still out? Is that correct? Is injury he has? He's out for a while?
Yes, he's out indefinitely, but I think that I don't know if it was from a reputable source, but I think someone said that he might be able to return by the Mountain West tournament, but besides that, he might be out for the rest of the year.
Okay, with him being out, I'd go to Boise State in that one, even though it's on the road. And New Mexico's been, they've been good, even without Williams a little bit. They've been okay. But Boise should take – it's games on CBS at 8 o'clock there at the Pit or whatever you want to call it, Wise Pie's salad bar pizza place.
Wise Pie, yeah.
So the,
who knows what could happen in this
one. Yeah, I think Boise should win, though. I think that they should win. But, again – whatever Emoji Mountain West basketball could happen.
Yeah, just like the New Mexico game last night. Who knows? Who knows with New Mexico?
Okay, so one more set real quick. Wednesday. This is nothing special. Oh, man. I'm sorry. These games are not very good next week, folks. I apologize. Watch your team. Boise, New Mexico could be interesting. Then we got Nevada at Air Force. Air Force should lose by a lot. So you got San Jose at Fresno. There could be some intrigue because San Jose has been better, but you're playing at Save Mar. And then you got, I guess this is the most interesting game, San Diego State at Utah State, because both teams are kind of eh.
Yeah, I mean, who knows about that one, too. San Diego State, how much can you trust them? It's just an inconsistent team.
Same with Utah State. Outside Jalen Moore, you got
true
McWane or whoever else back there. Not McWane. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, McWane and Rector in backcourt.
I'm thinking McWane, not the former – or the. Oh, yeah. Coach. It's close enough now. Mm-hmm. But that could be somewhat of a game to see because those teams are, 4-8 and 5-6 in league play. We'll see what happens. See if Pope another game or two, another week of practice, gets whatever's wrong with him, gets back up and going. But so let me ask you this. Next week at this time, who's going to be in first place? Is it still going to be a tie between Nevada and Boise?
I think it's going to be Nevada in first place, and so that means you'll see Nevada on the bracket, and then if it switches next week, then you'll see Boise on the bracket, and just back and forth and back and forth. But I think it's Nevada right now.
Okay, for the tournament wise, or just
I think they're the front runner right now, and they should be moving forward as well.
I think a 19-5 compared to 15-7, that's a big deal as well. Because looking over at bracket matrix, I think everybody still has Nevada at the top. If I'm correct. Because they have, let me do a quick search here, have it up. Yeah, they're sitting at the 12th seed, 82. There's now 100-plus brackets. See, later on in the year, definitely check out bracketmatrix.com. You're up from 40 to about, what's the max, 105. So, and Nevada's in 82 of those, which is fine, I guess. One thing's interesting, Eastern Tennessee stays in 52 of the brackets, but I think they're splitting with the other Southern Conference team for the title, I'm assuming. Because everybody else has, like, New Mexico State, Middle Tennessee, Wilmingham, Akron, Monmouth, Vermont are all, like, are in the max 105 brackets.
I think East Tennessee State is splitting with Furman. I know that's who I had in my latest bracket. And I had...
Yeah.
I think I posted my latest one on the 6th when Boise was still in first place. So, like you mentioned when you were talking with Daubertine a couple weeks ago, it's just whoever's in first place, that's which team I'm taking. And then I just... slot accordingly.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Furman right now is in 41 of the brackets, so they're basically splitting right there, which makes sense they're both at the top. But like Boise, I don't think they're in this current one anymore. They are getting 26, depending when they put them in. Most of the ones that have them in could be like yours a little bit older from like a couple days ago.
Seems like all the recent ones have Nevada in there. So
you had to go
sense.
Back to like a few on the 6. Most of them 6 prior have them in there, but yeah, check this out. This changes at this point. He updates this every day now, right?
It's just about every day. Yeah, I think maybe on some of the off days when there are hardly any games, he'd probably skip a day. But from now until Selection Sunday, it's just about every day.
It's updated on February 8th, so we'll say the 9th, right? So last night?
Yeah, last night. Yeah, that was last night.
And I think he updates like during Selection Week or Tournament Week. He updates probably multiple times a day when stuff comes in.
I think so, yeah.
So check that out. But yeah, it looks like it's Nevada's bid to lose at the moment. If they lose the game, obviously, but if they keep up their pace... it's still going to come down to who wins in Vegas. It's going to be – I don't see CSU keeping up pace with the limited roster. I don't see San Diego State turning it on enough time. So it's got to be Boise and Nevada. I don't see – and with Tim Williams being out, even if he comes back for the tournament, who knows how healthy he'll be. But the only other team, maybe if Wyoming does something crazy like they have before, but it's just those two teams. That's it, right?
I would say it's fair. Just pick between Nevada and Boise. And I know someone commented on one of my articles from the latest bracket the other week, and he said I think he said something like, I think Lunardi is just making a spinner and choosing whoever he wants. And it's like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, whoever's in first place, that's who he's going with. So that's just the standard right now.
And it's like, you can look at the schedule, see who they're playing, but it's also, it takes time to do these too. So if you're in first place, take the first place team. There's a tie. They'll look a bit closer at the schedule, but like who they be if they beat the second place team. It's, yeah, like the Southern example, they're tied at the top, or if there's teams where there's two or three at the top, or these, especially one bid leagues, you're not gonna spend a ton of time on picking who you're going to choose for their one spot. If you're in first place, you're probably getting in. If there's a tie, they'll look a bit further. They may say, well, Boise beat Nevada once, so I'll take Boise this week. If they lost last week, I'll take a team that didn't lose. So it's if there are four or five teams in the conference being considered, yeah, it might be a bit different. But when there's just one, it's like, come on.
Yeah, who are you going to take? And just a few weeks ago, if you're going by who you project will win the conference, then you might see San Diego State in one of these brackets, even if they're three, four games out of first place. That wouldn't make a ton of sense.
No, it will not. But we'll see how it goes. So that's our quick basketball hoop show today. Should be going strong again next week once we get another week toward a Selection Sunday tournament coming up. And then, again, check out that CBS Sports or CBS TV in the morning. What time is it the first game? Usually noon Eastern, right? Is that when they...
For this next
CBS
week?
Yeah, CBS games. Are they usually noon Eastern for the most part?
The first one's on, I think, at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so they'll probably do a pregame. Is it, so I haven't looked into too much detail. Is it like its own special show, or is it just wrapped into their normal pregame for the little mini bracket reveal?
I actually don't know how long it's going to last. Hopefully not too long, because those shows can get pretty dry pretty quickly. But it might be in the morning, as you mentioned. Maybe it's at 10 o'clock, but
the first game's Kentucky, Alabama. Italy at like 1 p.m. So I don't know. Maybe it's a little 10-minute segment. I don't know if it's its own show, because I haven't really been out of it. I've kind of just noticed it, but watch for that. That's something interesting to see. Like I said, for bracket purposes, to see how they're seeding a few of the teams, but. We'll be back next week talking some basketball hoops and see what happens. And it might be a lot of the same. Oh, you won. Good job. You're still in first place. Good job. But we're doing our best when there's only one team in the tournament. But we'll see what goes on. But yeah, check out our basketball stuff, mwcconnection.com. That's our website. And we'll be back next week talking hoops. And we'll see.